respected Maharajas and the assembled devotees. I'm shy to speak in front of a large devotional community, but Mother Jamuna is just such an incredible personality that one forgets everything when given the opportunity to glorify her. I first chanted Hare Krishna in 1968. I moved into the temple in 1969. I was a cook for many years. And I always thought, I wish I would have joined in the early days. Mother Jamuna was a famous cook and pujari. And basically I developed in the same line. And of course I was very inexperienced, and she was the standard. She was a very unique personality. In my humble estimation, she is, as an individual, as important within our society as any other. I mean, as any one person, she's as important. Whether sannyasi, temple president, person that cleans in the kitchen. I mean, she is, her importance in this society cannot be fully understood. She was fully from the heart. She went deep and totally immersed herself, absorbed herself in any service, whether it was cleaning a pot, cooking a preparation, learning about deity worship, performing deity worship. She was fully present, fully committed, and fully from the heart. So I would like to read something short that I wrote when I first heard that she left this world. So, we have lost a piece of our heart, a piece of our collective soul, an inspiration and a guiding light of devotion. Jamuna Devi Dasi has taught each of us, through her personal example, how to render loving service to our lordships. She is a path-breaking kirtaniya and personal assistant to their lordships. We have lost a sensitive, contemplative, and deeply loving soul and friend. We have lost a voice that has cried out in longing and love, but is also deeply ingrained within our hearts and ears every time we take darshan. That voice, that heart, her loving dedication and attention to detail in everything she did is gone from our immediate sight, but not from our collective devotional community spirit and inspiration for rendering service now and in the future. She did not lead from the front, but her gentle but committed voice and depth of her sincerity, dedication, and love for Srila Prabhupada made her stand out to anyone who had the privilege of her association. She lives eternally in sound and in our hearts, and has returned to her dearest Srila Prabhupada. Who can imagine who else is dancing in that kirtan? Hare Krishna.